Good morning, this is Marilyn and Jet with your 9 a.m. Z-Lines. The Shadow Health Minister has accused the Labour Party for potentially jeopardising hospital upgrades. Information acquired by the LNP opposition suggests some issues in construction projects in Queensland Health. The documents released to the LNP opposition under the Right to Information, also known as RTI, suggest that some hospital projects under the government are experiencing risks in time and costs. The Shadow Health Minister, Ross Bates, claims questions must be answered about why hospital upgrades have been blocked during this health crisis. The Queensland Health Minister, Shannon Fentiman, attributes inflation pressure to the rising costs and supply chain pressures.
AgForce suggests fund delays will compromise fire ant eradication program. The highly invasive species comes of huge concern to the Southeast Queensland farmers. AgForce Senior Policy Advisor, Dr. Annie Rutledge, reveals how high the control costs are. Dr. Rutledge fears there is now a higher risk of infestation. Dr. Rutledge concludes, were the program absent, fire ant spread rate would be much higher for Queensland.
In national news, around 5 million Australians will receive a boost to their social security payments when indexation takes effect later this month. From 20th March, the single without child rate of job seeker payment and app study will see a fortnightly increase of $13.50, while each member of a couple on job seeker payment, app study or parenting payment partnered will benefit from an additional $12.30 per fortnight. Recipients of the parenting payment single will receive an additional $17.50 a fortnight. The government has also expanded eligibility for parenting payment single to single parents with a youngest child aged under 14. Care payment will receive an increase of $19.60 a fortnight for singles and $29.40 a fortnight for couples combined.
In international news, Israel boycotts Gaza ceasefire talks in Cairo after Hamas rejected its demand for a complete list naming hostages that are still alive. The Israeli delegation did not arrive in Cairo for negotiations with the Hamas delegation. These negotiations were deemed as the possible final step before an agreement that would halt the fighting for 6 weeks.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with high chances of showers. It's currently 29 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band.
That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.